Hey.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for September the, 8th? In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, along with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's the blueprint. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, should be the order of the day. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com, 20% off all kinds of incredible products. 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, would you please? A recap of yesterday's show. Got to get right to it. Got a ton of stuff to cover on the broadcast today. We talked about Greta Van Susteren leaving Fox News after 14 years. Fox settles with Gretchen Carlson for $20 million. She only gets half of what the perpetrator got. Wow. And offers an unprecedented apology. Fox, the conservative network, melting down. Keep that in mind as the broadcast unfolds today as we discuss other folks melting down for a variety of reasons. Goldman Sachs now banning employees from donating to Donald Trump. But hey, Clinton, no problem. You can donate to Clinton, just not Donald, says Goldman Sachs to their employees. What kind of a tyrannical thugocracy is that? Is that unions gone psychotic or what? Not so magic. Disney World starts scanning fingers of kids as young as 3 years old. Yeah, you want to go into the Magic Kingdom? You want to go into Disney World? As young as three, they'll scan your finger now. Russia Today brings us that piece. U.S., that's the United States of America, made a $1.7 billion payment to Iran in foreign cash. Money laundering scheme. We thought it was $400 million. Oh, that's how much was sent out of the plane. But the real amount was $1.7 billion. Money laundering involved. Illegal activity. Paying to play with hostages. Bribe money. I mean, it's just out of control. The money's all in the hands of the terrorist thugs now. Wow. 9 out of 10 illegal aliens are simply released. Back onto the streets of San Diego. Reporter Dan Plant with the details. Dan told viewers that even if thousands of border agents were hired, and if every illegal on the border was captured, the policy is to let them go as fast as they are caught. Yeah, believe it or not, the illegals would ask, say, you know what, Barack Obama told us we could come. No joke, Barack, in absolute violation of the law everywhere. Republicans doubling down to protect Barack and Hillary. No joke. The Newspaper Association of America, that's a trade group that's represented the industry for, what, several hundred years? Since 1887? They're going to have to take the word newspaper out of their organization because newspapers are failing big time. The group will be known now as the News Media Alliance. Yeah, the number of newspapers continues to drop big time. We also talked about a new CNN poll. Trump leads Clinton by 2 points. The mainstream press just says it's a dead heat now. It's a tie. If Hillary was up, they wouldn't be saying it's a tie. The survey reveals a country deeply divided. They claim on racial and gender lines. Do you believe that? The mainstream press promoting the divide everywhere. Clinton continues to hold large leads, they say, with women, minorities, and voters with college degrees. Trump does best with white men, white voters, and those who did not go to college. Wow, men, white voters, and those who didn't go to college. Trump is seen as the strongest candidate to manage the economy and handle terrorism, while Hillary wins on foreign policy and has an edge on immigration, they claim. Voters view Mr. Trump as the most honest candidate, but they prefer Mrs. Clinton's temperament when it comes to being commander-in-chief. Do you see how that's manipulated? The poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 4 points. That's an 8-point swing, folks. Wow, that was our One Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Then we had on two guests. First off, General Al Hansen. The guy's a 4-star general. He's an Air Force general with experience as a fighter pilot. And the question is, why are people lining up behind Trump's candidacy? And he said it's obvious because Trump supports the military. Donald Trump has now been endorsed by 88 and growing retired generals and military high-level officials. They say we need a long overdue course correction in our national security posture. The 2016 election affords the American people an urgently needed opportunity to make a correction. They had an open letter that got released with all 88 signatories, if you will. The mainstream press admitting it, but not talking hardly anything about it. As retired senior leaders of the United States military, we believe that such a change can only be made by someone who has not been deeply involved with and substantially responsible for the hollowing out of our military. Think about that. That's the generals and the admirals and such writing this stuff. For this reason, we support Donald Trump and his candidacy to be our next commander-in-chief. Yeah, Donald Trump is up 19 points on Hillary when it comes to the military, and the general believes, as I asked, is it even more? And he said he thought so. There's concerns of rigged elections now. Drudge.com, or DrudgeReport.com, sorry. We then had, after him, our guest on, Dr. Jane Orient, medical doctor, janeorient.com. Dr. Jane Orient happens to be the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. It's considered a voice for patients and physicians. Jane has appeared on major television and radio broadcasts in the United States, speaking on issues relating to health care reform. But now we were talking about Hillary's mystery man appearing right by Hillary's side whenever she gets these coughing fits. Who is that guy? Do you think the mainstream press will ask the campaign about this guy? I doubt it, but they need to. Hillary laughs and mocks and jokes and says, "I'm allergic to Bill." Oh, no, she didn't say that. Sorry. She said, "I'm allergic to Donald Trump." But what's strange is allergies. You know what? You can give somebody some medication, she says. It'll stop those allergies and not be a big problem. There's no way you need a mystery man to join her there. What's going on? What's up with her health? We talked about the coughing. We talked about her concussion, that she may have a brain injury. We can't provide a diagnosis without, you know, seeing Hillary. But they're hiding the records. What for? What's all this about? Hillary's got memory problems, a former concussion, coughing spells that are beyond imagination. Being helped upstairs, do you have a neurological problem? Could this mystery man be a neurological guy helping out Hillary? We don't know the answers, but you know what? You cannot stop asking the questions. They mock us and say, "You guys are conspiracy whacks from the right wing. You're crazy." And our response is, no, we're talking about national security here, people. We're talking about, can we have a person who cannot remember significant details of what happens on a national security level, being the commander-in-chief, being the one with their potential finger on the button, or holding the football, so to speak? Can we really tolerate that? It's not an indictment against Hillary that we hate her or think she's a bad person. It is a reality check on the national security of the greatest country on the face of the earth, though. And we need to ask these questions. And any doctor that asks the questions, they then say, "Oh, you have ethical problems. You didn't even see the patient. You don't even know." And then all these inside doctors, why don't we get a third-party evaluation of her health from a trusted, nonpartisan a nonpartisan panel of doctors that would tell the truth. How about Donald and Hillary both releasing more medical records? Dr. Jane Orient thought that was a great idea as we wrapped up the broadcast yesterday. It's all available at libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Also on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News radio channel on your Roku, free live and on-demand radio. You can also go to libertynewsradio.com for the best live radio, multiple talk show hosts you've ever heard. Liberty News Daily for some of the best news on the internet. That's a recap of yesterday's show brought to you by thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Do business with the good guys today. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, there was a big old discussion last night. It was between the Donald and Hillary Clinton. They weren't going in a debate style, but they were both asked similar questions, and they had responses. It was the first kind of matchup between the two. And now Joseph Watson, or Paul Joseph Watson, asking, was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum, huh?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, buddy. Support GiveMeLibertyFund.com if you want a win-win-win situation for patriots. That's GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Check it out today. They need your support. All right, Kurt. Paul Joseph Watson asks a critical question. Several others asking the question as well. Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? Some people were saying her answers were kind of slow when somebody would respond. She'd kind of sit there for a minute and then answer. The idea is they have these new wireless earpieces that are used, and they're used oftentimes for people that need coaching on different things. Let's say you're an actor on the stage, and you're prone to kind of forget lines on occasion, a little prompt can get you back on track quickly. That's what it's for. And the question is, was Hillary prompted last night? And they show some close-up video that makes it look like an earpiece and stuff like that. And I don't know the truth if it was or wasn't. But this, the reason we bring this up is, one, this is what the new media taking center stage is doing, Kurt. In the old days, this would have never even been brought up or discussed. Now it's up for question. Now, the Clinton crew are going to say this is nothing but a wild-eyed conspiracy. You guys are crazy. However, you know, the media, the mainstream media and others, there needs to be an appropriate vetting of this to the point where we really know. Look, was there an earpiece? Let's ask Hillary. Let's get her on record, and then let's just, you know what? There's a way to find out and prove this stuff. And that's what needs to be done here. We need to find out and prove these things so that we can get beyond the conspiracy phase. It should be easy to push and find out, you know what? Did she have an earpiece? Is she getting prompted by somebody? And if she is, one, does the Donald side know this? Number two, is he willing to bring it up? Number three, what about the networks? Are they allowing this to occur? In other words, are they knowledgeable about this? Serious questions, Kurt. You have any thoughts on this?
Well, Hillary, you mean Hillary being like a puppet?
Well, maybe a puppet, or maybe you wouldn't even go that far. Maybe you'd say, look, Hillary's very smart. Hillary's a well-known attorney. She's very good on her feet. The problem is she can't remember, Kurt. She's got a neurological issue, and she can't remember. Mm-hmm. And if you prompt her with a couple of things, then she can rock and roll because she's pretty knowledgeable. She's got a good mind, and she's smart. She just can't remember. And if you quickly pop a couple of tidbits in her ear, then she's off and running. Maybe it's not as bad as she's a complete puppet, but it is that, you know what? I can't really remember. I just need cues. I need guidance. I need, you know?
Yeah.
Or all the way to the puppet level, as you bring up.
In at least one movie I've seen where they have the presidential, you know, the person playing the president, he's walking along and they've got, you know, an advisor, or it seemed like in this case it was a lady walking along with him. And, just as they'll walk up to somebody, she'll say, it's Joe from, you know, whatever.
Exactly the point. Because if you don't remember somebody's face, and if you're kind of the president, or if you're the new guy and they think you're the president and you should know something you don't know in the case that you're pointing out,
that's right?
Right. Then, you know what, all you need is a quick kind of little blip and pretty soon you're on it. Yeah. And I need that a lot, Kurt. As a blind person, you know what? When people come up to me, sometimes I don't know who people are. If I haven't talked to them for a while, I don't recognize their voice, or if I don't know them very well. And, you know, and that doesn't go over well in the media and on TV and places like that, because it just looks awkward, right? And anything awkward on TV when the facts or the details aren't known does not come across well. It just looks like, my gosh, is the guy not smart? Or does the guy not know where he is and who he is? And what that kind of stuff could be made easily. And so if Hillary has some kind of a neurological problem or something like that, or a memory issue, some kind of a brain problem due to her seizure and other things, this could very well be the case.
It's a good point. And, you know, it sure seems like it'd be something that, doesn't have to be withheld from people, but, you know, so many things in government are withheld, and, you know, for example, the JFK thing, that, you know, you just go on down the list in this age of transparency and openness and
yeah,
all
there's
that
been
stuff,
several presidents,
which is really the opposite.
There's been presidents or wives or different people that they withheld information from us. I think there was even, what, a crippled guy that was president, Kurt? Is there something like that?
That's right. Good point.
You know, and people didn't really know
at the
time, right?
They never showed him. Yeah. Didn't want to ever show him as in, you know, standing or whatever.
Now, Kurt, if we're going to talk about race and discrimination and everything like that, I don't see a problem with somebody being in a wheelchair and being president, or somebody being blind, or
no.
Some of those things. That doesn't mean they're not plenty smart. It reminds me one time I had a friend. He was a sighted person, and there was a fire at his home. It killed his dogs, and he went blind because of this fire and everything else. He was a well-known attorney, by the way. And what happened is then he got all depressed and stuff because he couldn't see, and he quit working. And all of a sudden, one of his clients called him up and said, hey, I need that stuff. And the guy goes, you're an idiot. Don't you know that I've gone blind? And the guy says, Yeah, does your brain not work? I don't care if you're blind or not. Get me my stuff. And the guy just kind of went, no, you got to get another attorney. He says, I'm not getting another attorney. You deliver my stuff or I'm going to be over at your house and I'm going to drag you out and I'm going to put you in a room with me until you get my work done. And he said it was kind of a battle between him and his client, but it turned out to be a huge blessing because he's like, you know what? He is right. I do have a brain. I can't see. I may need to have somebody read to me. I may need to have an assistant do some things for me. But I'm a well-known attorney, and I can still and it changed his whole life, and he went back, and he was doing attorney work, and his clients were happy, and he said, that was the best client I've ever had, because not only was he a client, he was a true friend. That's a real story. And I bring that up to say, I don't give a rip about somebody's disabilities. Everybody's got them. Sometimes they're noticeable, and you can see them, and sometimes they're not. And you know, but if Hillary seriously has a memory issue, Kurt, that may be a problem. And the sad part is in the public's perception, they've got to manipulate that perception. So I don't know if Paul Joseph Watson and some of these other pundits are correct about this, Kurt. I can't see the close-up video and make a determination for myself. I'm just telling you that it wouldn't surprise me if it was true. I think Hillary does have some medical issues that are serious. I think that the mainstream press is covering up for Hillary big time. And I think it's going to be one of those things where it's hard to prove. And this is one of the problems that I'm having with the mainstream press, with all the Republicans and Democrats, insiders, and everything else is, look, A, whether it's Barack's birth certificate, whether it's Hillary Clinton's, you know, earpiece, whether it's Hillary Clinton's daughter, is that really Bill's daughter, or is it Webb Hubble's daughter? Some of these things that are so blatant, we can't even get the answers on. We don't know where Barack's from. You bring it up and they say, ah, you're a whacked out birther. Now Mike Pence and Donald Trump being separated over the birther issue, they're saying, hey, Mike parts with the Donald on the birther issue. See, so they're just finding a way to try to divide everybody. But you can't know the truth. And if you bring it up, they just mock you as a conspiracy nut instead of dealing with the real issues or the discussion. Instead of saying, okay, that's a legitimate question, we're going to get to the bottom of it, they'll just lie. Then we'll prove they lie, and then they'll go, well, you're a conspiracy nut. I mean, it's no joke. This is serious. All right, so that's one story or tidbit. Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? Paul Joseph Watson asked the question. Good for him. I'd like to get more pay dirt on that sucker and find out the truth. Romney is speaking out now, Kurt, and says that libertarian candidates should be included in the debates. Now, he's saying that because he doesn't like Trump or Hillary, and he's hoping a third party will gain ground. But whether you got Jill Stein on the Green, whether you got Gary Johnson on the Libertarian, what about Daryl Cashel and Scott Bradley on the Constitution Party ticket? Shouldn't they be in the debates too, Romney? Interesting twist. Now, there's a new study out, too, that goes along with this story that says third-party presidential candidates receive less than 1% of airtime on evening news broadcasts. And they go into a big old thing about how much time Hillary gets, how much time Donald Trump gets. But literally, third-party presidential candidates get less than 1% of airtime on evening news broadcasts. No wonder a third party can't get anywhere. I got more on this. Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Just days before the scheduled opening of the federal conspiracy trial against Ammon and Ryan Bundy and others involved in last winter's protest occupation of Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, prosecutors have dismissed all charges against Pete Santilli, an independent journalist from Ohio. Santilli, who had also participated in the April 2014 protest organized by the Bundy family in Bunkerville, Nevada, was the only defendant in the Malheur Refuge case who never stayed overnight in the federal facility. He described his role as that of an unconventional media gadfly who covered the events in the refuge and nearby Burns, Oregon. Prosecutors had claimed that Santilli had conspired with the other demonstrators to intimidate federal officials. Santilli and his defense counsel successfully contended that his opinion-centered coverage represented an exercise of rights protected by the First Amendment. Although Santilli will not face trial in Portland, he remains in federal custody and will be transferred to Nevada, where he and several others, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy, their father Cliven, and brother Dave, face conspiracy charges related to the April 2014 standoff with the Bureau of Land Management. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. Despite a high-profile insult directed at President Obama and an ever-expanding epidemic of extrajudicial killings sanctioned by the government of President Rodrigo Duterte, the Philippines remains a vital U.S. ally, insists U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Do business with the good guys today. Also brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door, baby. Tastes fantastic. And if you're a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, you tell Kurt that and he'll give you a discount too. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. They're calling him the honey man nowadays. They're trying to embargo honey and shut him down, but no. Liberty's prevailing so far. Get a hold of the honey man today. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or simply smile and dial 801-669-2211 and say, hey, I'd love raw honey delivered to my door, please, sir. And he'll say, roger that, and get right on it just for you. Raw honey delivered to your door, 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. So we're talking about this third-party scenario. There's a new study out. Third-party presidential candidates receive less than 1% of airtime on evening news broadcasts. No wonder that they can't get a handle on things. They say, well, they can't be in the debates because they're not even important enough to garner any support, Kurt. And then you kind of go, oh, well, I kind of now get why, right?
That's exactly right, Sam. A great point, you know, and somebody even calculated the dollars or the value that was given freely to the Republicans and Democrats over the last I don't know what the time period was, but it was basically free coverage in the billions that was made available simply because you know that the particular networks or news entities chose to cover them, just imagine right now. I mean, you know Scott Bradley, you know Daryl Castle. Just imagine if on a regular basis, from right now to the campaign or to the election, they were covered like Trump, like Hillary is covered. In my opinion, they would be able to compete very well. But as you've taught us so well, Sam, he who owns the media makes the rules.
Yeah, and the mainstream press all too willing to go along. Let me give you this example, Kurt. The Daily Caller reporting right now. Senator Orrin Hatch, your buddy from Utah, Kurt. Now, I say that joking because we both just think the guys absolutely need to retire. But anyway, Hatch insists that the Senate will never impeach the IRS commissioner, Kurt. So we know what criminal activity the IRS commissioner has been involved in.
Yeah.
We know the sham there, and he's saying, hey, the Senate's never going to do that.
Yep. And why he's saying that is basically, you know, more of the same. We've seen it in the past with the Ryan, the McConnell, the Boehner, you know, situation. You just basically, I believe, and Hastert is another example, I believe what you have is you have these guys who are put in as leaders, but they also have dirt on them. And when they're put in as leaders, then they're basically told, kind of almost like Hillary having an earpiece, but you're basically told by your handlers certain things you will do and certain things you won't do. And because they've got dirt on you or threats or whatever else, then, you know, they, the king men, the guys behind, the insiders behind the scenes, run the deal the way they want. And people over and over are surprised when they vote and get, you know, Republican leadership or whatever, that they still don't get them to do anything that they promised.
Well, and the corruption just continues. And at first you would think, well, if the Republicans are good guys and the Democrats are bad guys, you know, when the Republicans get control of the House, oh, maybe get control of the Senate. Oh, maybe get control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. Maybe they have a Republican revolution. Maybe they have more people on the Supreme Court than the other guys. You'd think something would change, and when it doesn't, at some point you go, Dirk, call me stupid. When I keep hitting my head against the wall, it hurts, and when I stop, then it gets better, you know? And at some point, you got to back into this discussion and say, look, whoever you think the good guys are, they ain't. The insiders are selling us down the river. Orrin Hatch isn't even going to discuss or contemplate or consider literally saying, hey, we have a problem here. And that's kind of the issue in my mind that's critical to discuss, Kurt, is the insiders, they're not even considering attacking Hillary. They're not even considering accountability on this IRS thug that went after conservatives. Right now they say, Donald, release your tax returns. And Donald's like, I'm under an audit, I can't. And they're like, oh, sure you can. But, Kurt, I've wisely pointed out your tax returns can be spun differently depending on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to get a home loan, you want to make as much money as you can and show that. If you're trying to turn your taxes into the IRS, you want to make less money as you possibly can. It's like a resume. You can't lie and perjure yourself, but you certainly can put your best foot forward for what you're trying to accomplish.
That's exactly right.
And it's a serious issue. And so now they're saying, look, we're not even going to consider investigating the IRS agent here. Doesn't matter if they literally attacked people using the IRS. The thugocracy is there. Basically, you've got Orrin Hatch saying, we love it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You're wasting time. Are you kidding me? Now, the next headline says GOP leadership goes all in to protect Hillary. We now have proof that Hillary Clinton destroyed evidence. And all Congress wants to do is send her a strongly worded letter. Believe it or not, Conservative Daily with the details, Kurt. GOP leaders go all in to protect Hillary. It's a sham. Now, the back and forth over the last few days has been fast and furious, pardon the pun. Conservatives are so-called demanding more action be taken against Hillary Rodham Clinton. But the insider leadership on the Republican side are doing everything they can to protect the Clintons, Kurt. And the leadership on the Republican Party is winning. No joke. I mean, Jason Chapeth sent another strongly worded letter, Kurt, to the Department of Justice, asking them to please do something. Yeah. This time, Jason is asking for an investigation into evidence of the destruction of evidence. Now, get that. You got that, Kurt? They're looking at evidence relating to the destruction of evidence. You follow me?
Yeah.
You see, at least 3 weeks after Congress subpoenaed Hillary Clinton's emails and gave them a, quote, legally binding preservation order, the email servers were completely wiped clean, and some of the staff of Hillary took out the hammers and destroyed BlackBerries and everything. They literally destroyed evidence, Kurt. That's a flat-out crime. But the GOP leadership wants to limit congressional action to sending the Department of Justice a strongly worded letter saying that was really bad. You shouldn't do that. But we say, Kurt, that's not good enough. We need to force Congress to hold Hillary in contempt of Congress. The department should absolutely investigate and determine whether Secretary Clinton and or her employees slash contractors violated statutes that prohibit the destruction of records, obstruction of congressional investigations, and concealment and or cover-up of evidenced material to a congressional investigation, Jason Chapeth wrote in his letter. Now, Jason's the good guy here, Kurt, but are you convinced Jason's going to, like, stop at nothing to get to the truth, sir?
Nope.
They say we have one of the most utmost respect for Jason Chapeth. He's one of the most conservative we have in Congress. But right now he's being brought down a pointless path. Because even if the DOJ allows an investigation to move forward, Kurt, they won't do anything. The FBI won't recommend an indictment. There's no way Loretta Lynch will do it. Remember, Loretta Lynch and Bill have a thing on the tarmac. Okay? So the only way to do this is force Clinton and crew to face a grand jury. We now know that Hillary Clinton at the least mishandled classified information and lied about it under oath in her congressional testimony. But there's more revelations that are even more damaging, Kurt, if you think that's possible. Believe it or not, on March 4th, 2015, the U.S. Congress delivered a subpoena to Hillary Rodham Clinton demanding that she turn over her emails to congressional investigators. That subpoena included what is known as a preservation order, essentially a legally binding order to keep the subpoenaed records safe. Well, after they got the notice, the top aides held a conference call and destroyed records. We'll tell you about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
This is beyond imagination, Kurt. Literally, on March 4th, they subpoenaed Hillary and said, "Hey, we're serving you with a preservation order." Hillary literally had a conference call and her aides flat out went and destroyed evidence. They've admitted to it. But the GOP wants to let them get away with it, Kurt. This is the most, in my opinion, damning evidence that I've ever seen against the Republicans, that they are participating as insiders. You know, we always say this, and then a lot of people are like, "Oh, you're into conspiracy." And we're like, "Yeah, but if you connect the dots," they're like, "Yeah, but you don't have the proof." Folks, this is absolute proof. The IRS literally attacked conservatives, got caught, Orrin Hatch. "We're not going to do anything. We're not going to impeach. We're just letting it go." Now Hillary literally has her aides destroy BlackBerries with hammers. CNN shocked when a Donald Trump surrogate speaking out on that brings it up and says, "Hey, they're even destroying evidence with hammers." And the CNN goes, "Hey, hold on, I want to fact check this." And the fact check came back in the CNN anchor's ear. "Yep, true story. We have the evidence, Kurt, but nothing's happening. And we're literally going to let Hillary run against Donald Trump and get elected." What do you think about this, Kurt? We've never had so much painted on the Republicans' cooperation, but you always wonder why nothing changes. And I always have said, connect the dots. It's because they're insiders and they're helping them. And now we have absolute positive proof on multiple fronts in your face, Kurt. And now they're mocking, going, "Who cares? What are you going to do about it?"
Well, it just seems like, it seems like we get more and more of the same stuff. I mean, it's a little bit like I think Trump said this a while back where he said, "Hey, it wouldn't really matter if I killed somebody, you know, I mean, I'd still just be able to go ahead, you know, I mean, I guess I'm that important or whatever." But it sure is interesting to see that whole thing happening, with justice that's basically going on now. You know, I mean, it's not really the kind of justice that at least most of us plan on, you know, the kind that's the fair and the justice lady is blindfolded and it's the same for everybody. It just isn't that way, is it?
Yeah, even Lady Justice blindfolded could see the crips going on big time left and right around here, Kurt. And this is so blatant, though. Look, they gave a subpoena to Hillary, known as a preservation order. A legally binding order to keep the subpoenaed records safe, not destroy evidence. And then literally we have proof that they went out and destroyed evidence. Even CNN shocked about it. CNN goes, hey, wait a minute, you're saying that they, like, smashed black bears with hammers to get rid of evidence? And the Trump surrogate's like, yipper. Well, now the FBI saying it, CNN facts check it, and it comes back, yep. Now the FBI blatantly saying Clinton's mobile devices were destroyed with a hammer, blatantly, publicly admitted to and documented in the mainstream press. And now, Kurt, you know what you get? Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Hillary's fine. Don't you dare ask any questions about Hillary. FBI says no wrongdoing here. We've investigated it, and we closed the investigation. And while the investigation's closed, others are getting pay dirt, like Judicial Watch, getting pay dirt on new emails that she lied about. And then they're like, oh, whoops, ha, we already closed that investigation. Hillary didn't do any wrong, but they destroyed evidence with hammers, and we have proof, even though it was against a subpoena, even though it was against a preservation order. See, this is there's no way to wiggle out of this, Kurt. But as long as the mainstream press is going to protect Hillary, and as long as the Republicans are going to protect Hillary, as long as people like Orrin Hatch say, hey, we're not doing anything about this, right? Where do you go there then? No wonder we can't find out if Hillary was wearing an earpiece.
I mean, yeah, good point. You know, it's just amazing to see. It's almost, well, you know, I mean, we're told in the last days good will be called evil and evil will be called good. But we see it so much that we, well, we're pretty much just astounded, amazed. And you really do wonder what is the solution. It's got to be, you know, the complete involvement of the good American people. But you worry that maybe we'll have too little too late, Sam.
Yeah, and people need to ask Orrin Hatch, why will nobody impeach the IRS commissioner? Why will nobody push to impeach Hillary Clinton? Why will nobody, the Republicans, push to say Hillary's in contempt of Congress and we need a grand jury here now with full subpoena power? Why can't we get to the bottom of, you know what, AIDS and literally people flat out destroying evidence with a hammer and saying, yeah, I knew there was a preservation order on file, but I destroyed it anyway. What are you going to do about it? And then Donald says, man, there's election fraud underfoot. And then everybody goes, ha, you're a weirdo. And then Hillary goes, well, man, there's election fraud. Donald's in bed with the Russians. And they're like, what? See, what's going on here, Kurt? Well, don't worry, though. It's all okay. You want me to tell you how it's solved, Kurt?
All right. Go ahead.
It's all fixed now. I just want you to know this whole criminal activity we've been talking about for the last hour, it's all fixed, my brothers and sisters. Listen up. Okay. The Donald is ending his press blacklist, my friend.
Oh.
Yeah? So all the enemies can now get in everywhere, Kurt, and be just hang out with the Donald.
Okie dokie.
All the thug media that Donald's been talking about forever, they're in. No more blacklist, buddy. They're on the whitelist.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how they got blacklist for kicking people out and whitelist for letting people in. That's kind of a racist thing, but, you know, just me.
Yeah.
You know, I think the blacklist ought to be, you know, when a company's in the black, that's good, right, Kurt? So the blacklist ought to let people in, and the whitelist, white's evil. White people are evil. White people ought to be the signifying of kicking everybody out, right?
Good point.
But no, they got it all backwards and mixed up and confused. But we're not going to get to the bottom of any of this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm submitting to you that if we allow this to stand, Hillary will be president. Not because the people want Hillary, Kurt. Not because the truth would elect Hillary, Kurt. Not because of any of those reasons, but because you've got criminal activity at the highest level, and you got our people. When I say "are," I mean people who we believe should be getting to the bottom of this. Not only knowledgeable about what's happening, not only aware, but literally participating, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
In the cover-up, in the scandal. How can Donald win against that? Now, if the powers that be want Donald to win, he will. Otherwise, I'm telling you, he will not win. I don't know who's going to be president, Kurt, but what I know is this. The insiders will decide that, and this is more evidence. We're not even going to discuss impeaching the IRS commissioner. No matter how wrong, no matter how illegal the activity was, no problem, says Orrin Hatch. Forget it, not going to happen.
Wow.
Hatch insists the Senate will never, Those are pretty strong words in the headline, Kurt.
Yeah, they are.
And now you've got literally the FBI going, hey, we know they destroyed evidence against a preservation order with hammers. And we know it's so blatant we have to admit to it now. Everybody knows it. Even the CNN people now know about it. They were shocked, but they have to admit it's true. They even fact-checked it live right on the spot. And we're chagrined to find out it was fact. And that still has no weight, Kurt. No problem.
And on the whole Hatch thing, just imagine if, let's just, you know, put this scenario out. We know when we were back at the Republican National the National Convention, that to go talk with him, you had to basically ante up $10,000. He had a special place where you could go in, but, you know, that was basically the ticket in. Needless to say, we didn't do it. How many of these other companies who rely on special tax things to have a good bottom line, if you will, you know, tax benefits or tax loopholes, I don't know, whatever you want to call them. Imagine if you really brought the IRS down, as many of us feel like would be a smart move, and that's simply because we would prefer a more honest way of taxing, you know, people, a la the way that the founding fathers set it up with tariffs and that kind of thing. Because simply this, imagine if you have a friend who is your IRS agent. Hey, you'll be treated very nicely. On the other hand, if you have an adversary who is your IRS agent, your life, may turn very bad. And that's just the way that thing works. So, you know, it's all about what gives Orrin Hatch power, and that is being able to offer those kind of things to his contributors. Whereas if we eliminated that system and changed it, he wouldn't have that kind of power.
Amen to that, my buddy Kurt. Spot on, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, the final proof, even when Donald wants to change some of this stuff or get rid of some of this stuff or even speaks of doing so, virtually the Republicans turn against him en masse. Does that tell you something, I ask? All right, now the media shutting down. They're in bed with the mainstream press. Or the media is in bed with, the government. And everything else, they're shutting down the alternative news organizations left and right. We're going to talk about it as the broadcast unfolds. Hour two, our guest, Jared Taylor, American Renaissance. We'll tell you what happened to him yesterday. LibertyNewsRadio.com.